Hello and welcome to Readings from Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine, read to you by Steve Malisi. Street Smart by James K. Glassman. My top 10 picks for 2026. For more than 30 years, I have offered an annual list of 10 stocks with the potential to beat the market in the 12 months ahead. My selections for 2024 notched the highest return ever, but my choices for 2025 flamed out. They scored an average of a mere 5.9%, compared with 21.5% for the benchmark S&P 500 index. 6 out of 10 stocks fell, 4 by more than 20% each. What hurt me most? Not having any of the mega capitalization tech stocks that provided the lift for the S&P 500. I correct the oversight this time around. I am still ahead of the game by about 3 percentage points over the past 10 years, but mean reversion is dragging me down to the index, which is what is supposed to happen in theory. Following tradition, I have chosen 9 stocks for 2026 from the broader choices of experts that I trust, and I include one of my own. The best 2025 performer by far was Shopify, returning 122.3%. It is still a top holding of ARK Innovation, the GoGo exchange-traded fund run by Kathy Wood. Her most recent acquisition is Exact Sciences, a money-losing cancer diagnostics company. Its best-known product is Cologuard, an at-home, non-invasive version of a colonoscopy. Exact Sciences is an unloved stock in a sector with a bright future, a good combination, and it's cheap enough for a takeover. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway had a big winner in 2025 with HEICO, an aerospace parts provider. Lately, Berkshire has doubled its position in one of my longtime favorite stocks, Louisiana-based Pool, distributor of swimming pool supplies, with a market capitalization, outstanding shares multiplied by the current stock price, of just $10 billion, or nearly so. Revenues and profits have been disappointing over the past few years, and the stock has fallen by half since the end of 2021. But it's a strong Buffett-style franchise business with a large installed base of pools that need supplies regularly, and sales are reviving. Oberweis MicroCap is a fabulous mutual fund with a lofty but justified expense ratio of 1.47%. The fund's 2024 pick was the top performer, but its stock for 2025, Cellebrite DI, was a small loser. For 2026, I like one of the few stocks Oberweis has added to its portfolio recently, Limbach Holdings, which serves hospitals, universities, and other institutions that need complicated mechanical, electrical, and plumbing infrastructure. The stock has stumbled lately and looks particularly attractive. My small cap guru, Daniel Abramowitz of Hilson Financial Management in Rockville, Maryland, likes Alight, a cloud-based provider of human capital services, and so do I. The company has been in turnaround mode, selling off a payroll unit and focusing on reducing debt and improving margins. Abramowitz sees finances picking up in the year ahead. He points out that the respected activist advisor Starboard Value is the largest shareholder. He calls the stock exceedingly cheap and notes that it has a high dividend yield of 5.6%. A takeover target, Alight, is undoubtedly risky, but the payoff could be substantial. The Value Line Investment Survey, which offers the best single-page analysis of stocks you'll ever find, just promoted Chubb, the high-end property and casualty insurer, to its top timeliness rating, 1. Chubb also gets a 1 for safety. The industry hasn't had much trouble raising rates in this risk-filled environment. Chubb profits keep rising smartly, and the price-earnings ratio is deliciously low. Every year, I choose a value line stock that gets a double 1 rating, and the choice usually pays off. It didn't last year with MGM Resorts International, which lost 13.1%, and its ratings were demoted. But I have high hopes for Chubb, a great company. J.P. Morgan Large Cap Growth Fund, a new stock picker for my list, has been whipping its peers despite a 0.94% expense ratio. A big reason? Half its assets are tied up in just 7 stocks that have made big investments in artificial intelligence. I am not going to ignore them for 2026. My absolute favorite is Alphabet, the former Google, a company that knows how to make search and research pay. Shares have more than tripled in 5 years, but are still a bargain. Chinese stocks tumbled from their pre-COVID highs, then recovered smartly this year. An example is Alibaba, China's version of Amazon. What I like is a company in which Alibaba is the top investor, a good endorsement. It is XPeng, a transportation innovator that has developed a revolutionary flying car that will be in the air next year. The company makes conventional electric cars too, for export to 46 countries, but not, of course, to the U.S. And sales of those vehicles more than tripled in 2025 compared with 2024. China is fast developing a low-altitude economy, a transport layer for drones and flying cars, and XPeng wants to be a first mover. Until this year, Terry Tillman, who analyzes tech companies for trust, had the best winning streak in the history of my list. His pick last year, Zeta Global, a firm that uses high-tech tools, including AI, for criminal investigations, was nearly the worst performer of the 10. But I'm not abandoning him. He recently reiterated his buy rating for Roper Technologies, which makes software for a variety of sectors, including school administration, transportation management, and autism care. The stock is far off its March high. I am doubling down on Argentina, which I recommended a few months ago in my piece lauding emerging markets. The country's libertarian president, Javier Milei, is trying to revive Argentina's perennially disappointing inflation-ridden economy. The results so far are mixed, but Milei won a big victory in the midterm elections in October, so his plan has more time to work. I previously recommended Global X MSCI Argentina for a diversified way to buy the market. The stock in the portfolio I find most attractive is Grupo Supervail, a financial services firm. The stock, like Argentina itself, has been on a roller coaster ride, going from about $4 a share at the start of 2024 to $17 a year later, only to jump to $5 in mid-September, and then jumped to $12 after Milei's victory. If you can stand volatility, this is a good bet. My own pick for 2025, Constellation Energy, finished second best, with a gain of 43.9%. Not to brag, but each of my selections over the past 3 years has finished in either second or third place. For 2026, I like LVMH Moët Hennessy Louis Vuitton, the French luxury conglomerate with 75 of the best high-end brand names in the world, including Dior, Tiffany, and Dom Perignon. The company has figured out how to maintain quality and creativity while achieving economies of scale. The stock has languished in the past year, creating a rare buying opportunity. Warning label. I believe these stocks will beat the market in the coming 12 months, but I don't advise buying shares unless you intend to hold them for at least 5 years. Supplement my brief descriptions with your own research, and please diversify. Happy hunting! Income Investing with Jeffrey R. Cosnett. Distance yourself from the Fed. Bonds behave in a mysterious way. Hence, you might be curious why, after the Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate for the second time in as many months, Treasury yields did not fall, but instead took off. Even the short-term T-note yields surged in the wake of the October 29 rate announcement. In 2 days, bond funds lost substantial net asset value. iShares 20-plus year Treasury bond coughed up 1.5%. equivalent to a 750-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This reversal of what had been a bullish run for bonds is owed to comments by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell that more Fed cuts are not definite, plus his sense that inflation is not declining and instead seems to be edging higher. Powell's words and the traders' reactions, plus the inflation picture, strengthen my conviction that intermediate and long-term bond yields are headed higher into 2026. Consequently, it is unwise to depend on broad-based total market and core-style bond funds. Instead, for months I have prescribed short-duration bond funds and related stuff, such as floating-rate bank loans. These have done the job well, but man and woman do not invest by cash alternatives alone. So, here is a collection of longer-term and more adventurous ideas that pay high distributions, up to 13%, with little or virtually zero correlation with core exchange-traded funds such as Vanguard Total Bond Market or the huge iShares iBox investment-grade corporate bond. The funds below are not bulletproof, and you'd be wise to hang on to your ultra-short assets. But for a workaround from both the Fed's actions and the market's unthinking reactions, this octet of funds, listed alphabetically, is well-positioned. Infrastructure Capital Bond Income, symbol BNDS, $50 yield or distribution rate 8.0%, is a concentrated, specialized, high-yield corporate bond fund. Calamos CEF Income and Arbitrage, CCEF, $29, 7.9%, is an artificial or synthetic bond fund in that it pays high, flat monthly distributions by arbitraging closed-end fund premiums and discounts and passing through some of the fund's sky-high distributions. It gets full marks for creativity. Nuveen Multi-Asset Income, NMAI, $13, 11.4%. is a balanced fund with an emphasis on high current income from both bonds and stocks. NextGen Infrastructure Income, NXG, $50, 13.1%, is an equity fund, but one that distributes cash monthly, tax-deferred return capital from portfolio profits, from a mix of energy partnerships and common stocks. Invesco Emerging Markets Local Debt, OEMAX, 8.0%, delivers translated dollar income from debt paid in lira, pesos, rand, ringgit, and zlotys. But all of those are stable for the time being. Yet, as usual, the interest rates dwarf those on dollar and euro-dominated bonds. If this is scary, you can skip it. PIMCO Dynamic Income, PDI, $18, 14.4%. Here, the lure is super low correlation to Vanguard Total Market Bond. We sometimes do not understand what drives these anything-goes PIMCO products, but we doubt the Federal Reserve can cause it much trouble. Virtus InfraCap U.S. Preferred Stock, PFFA, $21, 9.5%. Preferred stocks are actually junior bonds, but the fund still operates independently from the overall bond market, and leverage helped it distribute close to 10%. That is the reason to include it, rather than steer the safer course of holding individual preferreds to maturity or call date. And finally, PGIM Floating Rate Income, PFRL, $50, 7.5%. This fund's results have extraordinarily little correlation to the long-term bond market. Fed rate cuts may reduce the payout, but the yield is still high. Create a financial plan with these tools. Online programs for do-it-yourselfers are better than ever, and they're affordable too. There was a time when Mark Felton put together a financial plan the old-fashioned way, with spreadsheets. The 59-year-old from Stillwell, Kansas, had always been reluctant to pay an ongoing portfolio management fee to an advisor, so he wanted to try financial planning on his own. Because he had no formal training in that area, he works in the legal department for a cell phone carrier, that was a pretty big hill to climb. He found the spreadsheet method cumbersome, and he figured there might be some gaping holes in his knowledge. So last year, he started toying around with a do-it-yourself software. As I got into my 50s, I realized I didn't have a great financial plan, says Felton, whose brood includes 4 adult kids and 3 grandchildren. So I started looking around and subscribed to a few different programs. I wish I had discovered this software a lot earlier. Everyday users now have access to suites of tools that are approaching professional levels. While not as sophisticated as the enterprise software advisors use, programs such as eMoney, Money Guide Pro, Right Capital, Navi Plan, and Holista Plan, consumer-oriented tools are still impressive. They are available from multiple providers, with different interfaces, approaches, and price points. These programs won't replace advisors, whose role involves much more than just number crunching. But for those who are looking for a DIY option and enjoy digging into the data, the choices are better than ever. The evolution of DIY planning software has been tremendous, says Stephen Cates, an analyst for Bankrate. It has come a long way, even compared to what was available just a few years ago. A basic retirement calculator used to be all you'd have if you didn't want to talk to an advisor. Now these products have become so good. Although you may be charged a fee to use some of these DIY services, you'll likely pay less than you would to an advisor, whose typical annual fee is about 1% of assets under management. Below, we've shared pricing as well as some notable features for a few major programs. Boldyn, boldyn.com. Best for those who prefer a data-rich deep dive into retirement planning. Formerly known as New Retirement, Boldyn, B-O-L-D-I-N, is one of the most prominent offerings. More than 450,000 people have built plans on the platform, with users managing more than $300 billion in total assets. Among Boldyn's features, a calculator that helps you set a strategy for converting traditional retirement accounts to a Roth IRA, and a tool that lets you compare and contrast the outcomes for multiple financial scenarios. For instance, you can test out different inputs for when you or your partner will retire, your projected health care expenses, or what the inflation rate will be. Note that these features kick in at the paid tiers, which start at $12 monthly, while the free version is more limited. It's not much more than what you pay for a Netflix subscription, but you're getting tons of information and data for that money, says Ben Henry Moreland, a certified financial planner and senior financial planning nerd at Kitsies.com, which supports the financial advisory industry. It offers you a lot of bang for the buck. You choose the level of service you want, from a basic subscription to more comprehensive advisory services from Boldyn's in-house team. The tiers include a free version as well as Planner Plus, which is $12 a month, and includes more advanced features. For $31 a month, you can get assistance from a coach to navigate the tools. And Boldyn Advisors comes with a comprehensive guidance from a CFP. You'll pay a flat yearly fee, starting at $550 for ongoing advisory support. Or for a thorough, one-time review of your financial plan, try the retirement plan checkup for $2,800. Mark Felton was drawn to the software's sophisticated Monte Carlo simulations, showing the probabilities of how long his money will last under different scenarios. But as he gets closer to retirement, the most helpful function has been figuring out cash flow, seeing where the sources of income will be, Social Security, a pension, or withdrawals, and how to draw them down most efficiently, he says. I hadn't even considered some of these things, like income taxes on required minimum distributions. That's been the biggest eye-opener. Maxify, M-A-X-I-F-I, maxify.com. Best for true DIYers who want a realistic assessment of how much they can spend in retirement. Larry Kotlikoff, a professor of economics at Boston University and a well-known personal finance expert, developed Maxify. It has been online since 2017, with tens of thousands of users, after starting out as a desktop version called ES Planner back in the 1990s. After you answer an initial 10-minute series of questions, Maxify generates what it calls a base plan. After that, you can explore more in-depth scenarios, such as with Maximize Plan, which analyzes ways you can safely increase your discretionary spending. For example, it helps you narrow down a Social Security claiming strategy to boost your benefits and calculate ideal rates from your retirement accounts to minimize taxes. Maxify claims to remove guesswork that could lead to off-target numbers, instead employing economics-based planning. Specifically, it zeroes in on what economists call consumption smoothing, figuring out a consistent and affordable level of spending so that you're neither splurging nor slashing costs based on temporary circumstances. In that sense, the results tend to be more logical, says Cates. Instead of letting you enter growth assumptions for your portfolio that may be too large, Maxify paints a realistic picture of what you have and what that will likely be to produce, he says. Maxify's standard level costs $109 a year, and the premium version is $149 a year, with the latter featuring elements such as life insurance contingency planning, in case a spouse passes away sooner than expected, a tool to determine a Roth conversion strategy, and a Monte Carlo function. A typical Monte Carlo analysis might be limited to studying assets, projected growth, and the chance you might go broke. But Maxify looks at more data, such as specific family circumstances, more dynamic spending based on market conditions, and the risk to your desired living standard. So you can tweak the dials as needed. Maxify's Premium Plus level at $359 a year offers more specialized guidance as you navigate the tool's features and includes the annual flight check service. That's a one-hour private online session with an expert to walk through your plan, check your data inputs and assumptions, and explore alternative scenarios you may not have considered. You can also sign up for deeper assistance from an expert. With the $1,000 co-pilot session, for example, you join a CFP for a two-hour call to build a financial plan. But Maxify doesn't provide ongoing advisory services. Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, empower.com. Best for those looking for free tools to analyze their portfolio and test out their retirement plan. The popular site Personal Capital was absorbed into Empower starting in 2020, which is where you'll now find its dashboard and tools. Its offerings are a little more basic and straightforward compared with, say, Bolden's tier that generates a plan for more than 250 data inputs. But a key appeal of Empower's personal dashboard is that it's free, so it's a snug fit for those who don't have any interest in an ongoing subscription plan. It doesn't have quite as many functionalities, but it still works very well, says Cates. It's a good option for someone who is dabbling but doesn't want the upfront cost. It's a high-touch robo-advisor. Among its useful features are the Retirement Fee Analyzer, breaking down how much of your portfolio could be lost to management fees, more than most people realize, and the Investment Checkup, which compares your current allocations to recommended target ones. But it doesn't have the depth and breadth of some other software, such as tools that address Roth conversions or Social Security claiming strategies. The program is fairly insistent that you electronically link it to all your financial accounts. That's useful for assembling a complete and current picture of your finances, but it may give you pause if you're concerned about privacy or security. You can enter data manually, but not in an easy or intuitive way. If you want one-on-one consultations with an advisor and a more bespoke plan, you can use the Personal Strategy Service, which is open to those with at least $100,000 in investable assets. But you'll pay an annual fee of as much as 0.89% of assets under management, which is the kind of charge that most DIYers are seeking to avoid. Origin Financial. UseOrigin.com. U-S-E-O-R-I-G-I-N. Best for users who would like to leverage AI to manage budgeting and spending. If you want to lean into artificial intelligence with a personal finance twist, Origin offers a unique way to explore what's possible. It bills itself as a personal AI financial advisor. And after you connect your accounts to it, it essentially gives your finances an x-ray in typical areas, such as spending, investing, and forecasting how your money may grow. Recently, you could sign up to use Origin for just $1 for the first year. It renews at $99 annually, so set a reminder near the one-year mark to evaluate whether you want to continue the service or cancel it. Origin isn't quite as retirement-focused as other software, and it leans toward helping you monitor day-to-day finances, such as examining your current spending patterns. For example, its AI budget builder instantly creates a budget based on your income and spending needs, and it can help you review and cancel any monthly subscriptions that are gobbling up cash. As you might expect, with an AI tool, there's not much output from live human beings. Conversational AI models run the show, using contextual reasoning, market data, and your own financial history to inform the answers. That makes a part of Origin's appeal. You can ask it questions and get tailored responses, as you would with ChatGPT, which can be an intuitive way to understand your finances. It's much more of a natural language chatbot interface, says Henry Moreland. Rather than all numbers all the time, you can ask it things like, what can I do to save for a home in 5 years? And you get an answer. From a user standpoint, I like that. Whichever program you choose to go with, keep a few general principles in mind. Run multiple scenarios. If there is anything predictable about life, it's unpredictability. So, if you are entering only one set of data and assumptions about income or savings, projected income, investment growth, lifespan, and so on, then you're getting a narrow view of how much you need to save and potential outcomes. A primary advantage of these software programs is that you can move the dials on any scenario and instantly come up with new figures. Know the limitations. DIY software is terrific at coming up with projections, but that's only the first step of any fully realized plan. The next step question is, what do you do with those numbers? And finally, revisit your conclusions. Taking the time to enter all your financial data correctly can be laborious and time-intensive, so you may not feel like going back and doing it all over again in the future. But you should revisit those results. And this has been Readings from Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.